Welcome back to YouTube with the boys. Today we have a fantastic episode on Ian and Anthony buying Smosh back.
Today, Anthony and I can say officially that we
own Smosh.
So today we're talking about Ian and Anthony buying Smosh back. Before I kind of get into my analysis and what it means for the platform, we are going to give the little recap of the story. So over 17 years ago, Anthony is, you know, kind of messing around with web development. His parents had got him a computer to put in his room, and this early internet, and he creates this website called Smosh.com, you know. So he's making this website, you know, and he and his friend Ian are posting some videos on it, and they do fairly well. It starts with friends, and then it gets into some, you know, more strangers, and it becomes popular. And then they're posting videos, and these videos are starting to get a lot of views, so Anthony's like, they must be hosted somewhere else. So they go to find out where these videos are hosted, and turns out it's on this website called YouTube. Now, YouTube is in its very early stages, because this is 17 years ago, Smosh posts its first video on YouTube, which I think was a Power Rangers song, where Ian and Anthony sing it, to, like, kind of make fun of the theme. But these are some of literally the first YouTube videos. Yes, it is the Power Rangers theme. It has 13 million views. Go, go, Power
Rangers! Yep, that's the only audio, cause they literally just lip sync in the video.
These are some of the first videos they were ever put on there. They were like the channel with the highest subscribed count for a fair amount of time. Like, they are legendary, like, YouTubers. They just made a bunch of skits that were very popular with just the two of them, and it was very old school YouTube. But basically, they're doing well. They're making money, you know, on this channel, and they're also getting, like, all these views. They are very popular. But then comes along this company. This company is called Defy Media, right? And Defy Media says, hey, we can help you increase the quality of all your videos. We can give you, like, this production, these directors, this equipment, these funds, and basically we're gonna buy your company and we'll pay you in stock, and we can make it big, and eventually we're gonna sell the company after your channel helps get us investors, and it's gonna go for a lot of money. That's what they tell these two basically kids at the time. And I mean, they are starting new ground. This is around the time where, like, Machinima is also buying channels. And basically what people don't realize is they're signing kind of their creative lives away, in a sense, their likeness. And they did it. Ian and Anthony sold their company Smosh to Defy Media for only stock, so no physical money, and they started getting paid on salary. And for a time, this wasn't exactly unsuccessful. I think that's, like, important to note. I mean, they did make some very popular videos, and some videos started going up in quality and stuff like that. And yeah, I would imagine they made money, but it wasn't exactly the money they could have been making. And eventually, things kind of go overboard. Like, they make Smosh the movie, they're making the Smosh video game, and the company is creating all these new offshoots, these shows that they want to have happen. And they're losing a lot of their creative decision-making within the company. They're kind of getting their baby taken away from them. That's the usual, like, it's a usual metaphor. I'm not creative in coming up with that, but I think it's just the best way to describe it. So Anthony kind of becomes pretty upset about this. He's like, I don't want to be a part of this. If they're going to, you know, use something I'm involved with and make all these poor decisions, like, I don't want to kind of be connected to my fans that way, and I don't want to stand idly by while this is happening. He was angry. So he made the decision to leave Smosh.
I'm leaving Smosh. Or I guess as of today, I've left Smosh.
And this was about 6 years ago now. And he posted a video on his own channel. He's like, I'm going to go out on my own. And it has 16 million views. But this was big. I remember this when it happened on the internet. I was super surprised and sad. I wasn't, like, ever the biggest Smosh fan, but I would keep up enough that I was pretty sad about this. And he says, I'm going to go out on his own. And I remember a lot of his first few videos were sketches on his own, and they were rough. He definitely, like, didn't go out with a solid plan. He was trying to figure out his own way and how to do it. So he goes and he does that. And Smosh continues on, because Ian, I think, was like, hey, we created this thing, and it's pretty cool, and no matter where it was, I don't want to leave it. I want to stay with it. I want to see it through. No matter the situation, I want to be here and to make the best I can. And they've talked about on some other, you know, now that they've reconnected and bought Smosh, they've talked about their relationship and other things, and I'm pretty sure they weren't communicating very well, and they had kind of, their friendship had grown farther apart. I think they said they had a mostly working relationship, and they wouldn't hang out very much on their own anymore. When they hung out, it was always work, and when they hung out, it was discussing work. And sometimes when they did hang out, it just wasn't genuine. They had lost kind of that, they hadn't lost like their friendship. They weren't, there was no big, I think, disagreement as far as I know, but they had sort of lost this big, the friendship, the spark that had made Smosh so unique and so amazing for what it was. So then, you know, they both continue on their own path. Ian starts, continues working with Smosh, and Anthony starts the series on his channel. Like I said, the first few videos were rough, but then he starts interviewing people, and he starts this series called I Spent a Day With, in which he spends a day with, like, a certain special group, or, like, a, like, it'd be, like, I spent a day with people who used to be robbers, or sometimes it's creators. So, like, I spent a day with Jacksepticeye, you know, Tommy Innit, Ludwig, like, all these famous creators, and it becomes very popular. He's doing very well on his own. It took a bit, but I think that he's just enough of a YouTube legend, and he's enough of kind of this very creative person. You can be successful at a creative, that he eventually lands on a successful idea, and they're great videos. I love watching them. Whenever, like, I research creator personally, sometimes one of the best things to turn to are his I Spent a Day videos. They're always great. Basically, he does that and things continue.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But then 4 years ago now, we have Defy Media experiencing some problems. They're trying to sell the company and they can't. And oopsie, they go bankrupt. And they go bankrupt with, I think it's like little to no warning, and all the employees are fired. There's kind of like these Smosh riots in the office, and when they describe it, where things were trash, things were taken, and like these executives kind of left them out to dry. And this is very smad, like very sad. I said smad. This is a very sad day in which the future of Smosh is at jeopardy. This legendary YouTube channel that has been around for years and years. And it, they're YouTube royalty. I think that's the only, the best way to describe it. And they are at risk. So then Ian, he is sticking like by his channel and his creation, and he's shopping it to other people. I think that he wants Smosh to continue. Of course, he doesn't want to let his creation die. So he's talking to investors, trying to sell them on the company, what they can do, and all of this. It's a scary time. And I think, I would imagine Anthony didn't come back now because he wasn't fully, one, probably resolved his issues with Ian and his relationship with Smosh. And I think that he just wasn't done setting out on his own. Like, he needed some, still some separation. And I think one of the things that's important to note is that Anthony, once he left Smosh, he kind of severed his connections with Smosh. I think that he really wanted to prove that he was on his own. So he thought that, like, I think to a certain extent that going back and collaborating with Smosh was, would kind of diminish the success that he has had on his own channel, if that makes sense. Which you could kind of see that take at the time, but you could also see why maybe some other people were upset by it, including us, the fans. But then Rhett and Link, our Lord and Savior, stepped in. They are the two hosts of Good Mythical Morning, if you didn't know. And they have this company called Mythical, and they bought Smosh. They bought Smosh. Smosh moved into the Mythical Studios and once again started creating videos. And the tone had changed. It wasn't the original Ian and Anthony content. It wasn't even the original Defy content on, like, the main channel specifically. Then there are some other channels they had. But Smosh was continuing, and I think to a lot of people, that's all that matters. Rhett and Link are also YouTube legends, so I think they understood the situation very well. And it continued that way for a while. I think we've gotten some interesting thing on the Smosh channel, but nothing as special with the sketches. I think the views are never as close to as special with the sketches, too. And then we land 2 weeks ago, where Anthony and Ian have reconnected and have talked for a bit about this possibility, and it's finally gone through, in which they bought Smosh back. So after they have sold their company away for kind of not nearly enough to these corporate overlords who literally like almost ran it into the ground, to then getting saved by Rhett and Link, but Anthony still being gone, they have finally come back together and like reunited in their relationship and also their, you know, their business to make sketches again. Not only bought it, but make sketches again.
Ian and I started hanging out a ton, and we realized that the sketches that we'd made weren't just great because they were a product of the times. I wasn't just being blinded by the nostalgia when I'd go back to get a laugh at the old videos. They were a reflection of the magic that we felt when we were making something together.
So we came up with the totally insane idea of what if we bought Smosh?
So they will be working, I think, releasing a sketch every 2 weeks on the main channel. Ian and Anthony, classic sketches written by both of them. And I think it's truly great. And Anthony buying Smosh was a video that got 9 million views, and then they made a sketch 1 week ago about summoning a demon to get Taylor Swift tickets, and that got 4.6 million views. So honestly, it's really great. I think I'm really excited about it. For me, this is a very funny story. I was sitting with someone while I think we were driving somewhere in the car, right? But then we were like, I was supposed to get out too of the car and like go into the restaurant, but I kept taking a long time. It's because I saw this Ian and Anthony bought Smosh video that I was like, wait, I can't come out of the car right now. I need to watch this and see what happened. I think if you are like such a fan of YouTube in the sense that I am, you've at least seen one Smosh video for the most part. Like, as if you've been a YouTube fan for a while, because they've just been around. It's as iconic as PewDiePie in some senses. I mean, I remember coming home and, you know, watching their videos or like binging their food battles from times I wasn't a watcher. And there were just so many iconic things. Like, I remember getting super excited for the Smosh Summer Games and all of this. And it was really exciting to see, you know, this channel that had lost, you know, kind of its integrity to a sort of extent in just the Defy Media era. And then kind of not be in its prime, but be a little haggard during the Mythical era, if I can be honest about that. I don't think that it was exactly at its best at some points. I got a little bored of it. I didn't know how many Try Not to Laughs I could watch. Sorry. I know those are continuing, but dude, I can't watch like the 136th of it.
That wasn't even a joke. They have done 123 of them.
But basically, they are back and creating new sketches, and I think this is perfect. There is no YouTube without Smosh in my mind. They are just legendary, and they have helped us so much. And I think that's all I can say. I'm super happy they're back. I hope their videos continue to be good. And, you know, I think it's just representative of positive. Like, it's like all these YouTubers are getting their happy endings. Like, PewDiePie is having a child and taking a break from YouTube for a while. Smosh is back. There are just so many amazing things that, like, you just love to see. It's such a happy ending in something that was once like a band breakup. And it just makes me smile. I don't know how else to describe that. And I'm really excited to go with the direction. In my heart of hearts, I'll be honest, I still miss the original Smosh games. I know they're all separate ways. But I feel like I maybe should deserve to put it in this video a bit. I just remember the days of like Lasercorn, Jovan Sires, Hanky West, Flitz, Mari, all playing GTA. And I didn't really understand what the game is. And I would click like this video was like playing GTA with like breaking any laws. I wouldn't understand it. And Smosh Pit, the originals, some of the amazing things they did and the random things they did. Board AF, I loved just watching them play board games. And now recently they made a Dungeons and Dragons video where Damien's the DM, and it was like a fourth trending on YouTube. But basically they're back. It's great to see him succeed. I don't want to make this overly long because sometimes I do that and I'll get happy with it. So I'm going to stop it right there. I think it's just great. There's no other way to describe that. As for other things, I want to talk about the podcast super quickly. I won't keep you guys long. But basically, you know, I have to go some reviews, but I plan to do that another time. I want to talk about it quick. I think lately, as you can see with more infrequent uploads, I have lost some enthusiasm with just the daily reviewing and stuff like that. And I have this new series in mind I want to do that's still YouTube related, but less just kind of drama and reviewing creators. I still may do that from time to time, but to be motivated and to be passionate, I need to change it up a little. I mean, to think that I have been doing this for almost 3 years at this point is crazy. And that we are, I think, at 121 episodes, you know, I obviously started to lose steam. And I think if I can produce content of a higher quality and get passionate about it, I'll be able to do it at a consistent rate for you guys. So that's going to be my goal. And, you know, the explanation for why I was just gone for a time, why I've been freaking, is I've lost a little bit of passion, and I'm trying to get that back because I really do love this podcast and I love you all. So thank you guys so much. I will see you next time. Goodbye.